This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Remember I tell you that one of the things I love about what we do here, and maybe it doesn't turn some of you all on, right? Some of you are just Dolphin fans, right? And you just have the blinders on, and if he's not talking Dolphins, I'm not interested because that's it. That's all I can do. And some of you appreciate that we talk Heat and Marlins and Panthers and Canes and Inter Miami and NFL and NBA and every, you know, all kinds of sports and things and entertainment and music and crypto and whatever and life and all kinds of stuff because we do a talk show here. And it's different than just a show that's only about basketball or football or hockey or whatever. That's a limited show. And so when you listen to that, that's all you're going to get. And that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I always tell you that when you just do one sport or one topic, it won't last all year. So I'm going through the NFL articles, right? And here's an article. Check this out, okay? Sean, I don't know if you can keep a straight face with this, okay? The article says four teams that David Bakhtiari can help lift to the Super Bowl. David Bakhtiari plays an average of 3 games a year. 3 games a year. This guy's injured all the time. Yes, he was a great tackle in his early days with Green Bay, and he has so many injuries. He's a free agent now. Why would you write an article for teams that David Bakhtiari can elevate to the Super Bowl when the guy can barely make it out of the preseason? And this is the problem with, you know, I don't feel like I'm not going to knock it too much because that's the guy's job. Unfortunately, he's stuck writing football all year long and you got to come up with some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, really, dude? This is kind of why I'm here in a sense. You know, locally, they're talking up Albert Wilson. I'm kind of laughing at it. Even the guys that I bring on are our guys, and you talk about, and I'm like, yo, bro, you're wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what I do now. You know what I mean? I don't need to sell you the BS. Why am I going to do that? I'm going to tell, oh, no, they really want Dalvin Cook. No, they don't. And I prove that over and over again. Oh, no, they're going to trade for Jonathan Taylor. No, they're not. They're not going to give big for Jonathan Taylor. Now, are the Colts willing to take some big salary off the Dolphins? Then maybe you can make a Jonathan Taylor. Remember, we talked about it. Like, low-hanging fruit. Chris ain't stupid. He's not going to just take on salary and not going to dump some of it on you. What do you think? We have Mike Tannenbaum running this team now? And so I'm not here to, you know, I don't need to sell you, hey, let's talk Dalvin Cook when it's a stupid subject that has very little substance to it because I know the inside of it. You know what I mean? And then I see this today, and it's not that I know anything in general of David Bakhtiari that I inside or anything, but in the general stuff that I know is that guy can't stay healthy. And this is the bullshit that you guys are treated to constantly. I remember I saw an article during the regular season last year. Should the Dolphins sign Lael Collins? And I'm laughing like, that's just filler. They have no interest in Lael Collins. They're not bringing Lael Collins. You know, why? Because it was a subject back in the days of Tannenbaum in the draft and all that? Come on, man. Are we past that or what? You know, so these kind of things that go on constantly, I don't have time for this. And so I'm not going to do the, what's that called? I'm brain farting with the word, the hypotheticals. Well, what if they trade for Dalvin Cook? What should they give up? And I'll let the other media members waste your time on that. And then just drag you along and tell you that Robbie Chosen is an impactful player. Like, I don't know how any of you bought that. You know what I mean? I never bought that for one second. And constantly writing and people talking about it, and it's like, yo, bro, come on, man. Look at him. He's, you know, because he caught a couple passes in practice in underwears? Come on, man. Let's go. Let's move ahead. He had his time. Move on. Super limited. And so I get it. You got to write to fill space. You got to talk to fill space. And, you know, I get it. In radio, they really struggle to fill 8 and 10 minute segments. You know, it's really, really difficult for them to fill an 8 or 10 minute segment. So they've got to come up with something that makes no sense. Or podcasts that are limited to just one sport. So we got to come up with these fake topics. You know, and David Bakhtiari, I saw that and I almost like, wow, seriously, you wrote that? You're writing that David Bakhtiari can lift anyone to a Super Bowl. Are you out of your mind? You know? Crazy stuff.